Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Howdy, folks. This is Andy Nelson, the Bighorn County GOP, and I invite you to join us at the Lovell Community Center, Friday, February 9th in Lovell, Wyoming. The meet and mingle starts at 5 p.m. with a prime rib dinner and program beginning at 6 p.m. I'll be doing the entertainment, so come prepared to laugh and have a great time. The evening will also include a few state officials and a live auction. To purchase tickets and for more information, call 307-213-0493. That's 307-213-0493. Or shoot them an email at bhcwygop@gmail.com. The Bighorn County GOP and I look forward to seeing you Friday, February 9th at the Lovell Community Center. Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Yeah.
Oy.
IDK.
I don't know what that means, but it's funny.
It means I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's supposed to be. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Let's have some poetry,
shall we? Why not?
All right. The late Trey Allen.
Oh, yeah.
My old buddy. Man, I miss that old feller. He and I were about the same age and just had so much in common. I loved hanging out with him. And he was a hoot.
Yeah, what a guy.
Yep, succumbed to cancer some years back. And, he had multiple myeloma.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he recorded this poem after being diagnosed.
Really?
And he said it added a whole new degree of meaning,
I bet,
to this poem. And there's a little bit of an introduction here. This is the Robert Service poem called The Quitter.
When I first read this poem about 15, 20 years ago, the message was pretty plain and it hit home. However, a couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to revisit this particular piece and found that the message had a far stronger meaning than what I'd ever given it credit for originally. And with that thought in mind, I'd like to share with you this poem written by Robert Service entitled The Quitter. When you're lost in the wild and you're meek as a child and death looks you bang in the eye, you're as sore as a boil, it's according to Hoyle to just cock your revolver and die. But the code of a man says to fight all you can, and self-dissolution is barred. In the hunger and woe, oh, it's easy to blow. It's the hell served for breakfast that's hard. You say you're sick of this game, well, now that's a shame. Because you're young, you're brave, and you're bright. You say you got a raw deal, hell, I know, but don't squeal. Buck up, do your damnedest, and fight. It's the plug in a way that'll win you the day, so don't be a piker, old pard. Just draw on your grit. It's damned easy to quit. It's the keeping your chin up that's hard. Oh, it's easy to cry that you're beaten and die. It's easy to crawfish and crawl. But to fight, oh, to fight. And to fight when all hope is out of sight. Now, boys, that is the best game of them all. Now, sure, you'll come out of each grueling bout all broken and beaten and scarred. But please, please, just have one more try. It's damned easy to die. It's the keeping on living that's hard.
You know, that is a masterfully written piece of poetry.
Recited.
And recitation.
Yep, man. By a master.
And it does. I mean, that really strikes home when you think about what he was going through.
Yep.
When he recorded that poem.
Absolutely.
Yep.
It just brings a whole new level
It's easy, like the poem says, it's easy to quit.
Oh, yeah.
It's the going on living that's hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Man. Yeah. Oh, man.
And try and stay on the straight and narrow. And,
oh, my. Yeah. Good stuff there from Trey Allen.
Yeah.
All right. We were lamenting about texting.
oh, dear.
And I think it has affected our conversations.
You know, I have talked to a couple of young men.
Yeah.
Here locally.
Yeah.
And we had a conversation, all right? I'm not going to say a decent conversation.
Sure. It was conversation.
I walked away from that conversation thinking I read a text.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
But we were face to face.
Yes. That we don't know how to, the youngsters don't know how to converse anymore.
Well, and they won't look you in the eye.
And converse... like you said, looking them in the eye.
Right.
Yeah. And converse civilly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And confidently.
Confidence.
Yes.
Man.
There's a lack of confidence, and there is such a thing as unjustified self-esteem.
Well,
right.
I mean, there is that. Absolutely.
Right. And I don't like that either. Right.
But you do. You walk away from certain people thinking you just had a text.
I just read a text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've had conversations with people where I'm looking at them, and they're kind of looking at me. It's almost like they're looking through me.
Right.
And I think to myself, who ties your shoes for you in the morning? You know?
Are you listening to the words that are coming out of your mouth?
Are you understanding the words that are coming out of your mouth?
You know, and I'm sure there's a lot of conversations people walk away that I've had with
Okay.
What did he just say?
Granted. Okay, we aren't the best.
Well, you know, when I pull out one of my cowboy slang terms on a teenager, you know.
Not necessarily a teenager.
Right.
People our
or
age.
A city dude.
People our age that aren't agrarians.
Yeah.
You know, they look at you and go, what?
What did you just say?
What does that mean?
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
So, okay. I guess, we're part of the problem too, I guess.
Right, yeah. Well, we are. It's true. I don't know. Do you use punctuation in cussing? I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't know. The thought just crossed my mind. I didn't know if there was an exclamation
point. Well, think about the cartoons.
Yeah, right. With all of the different symbols.
Turn the air blue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's better than writing the cuss word out. I'll buy that. Okay.
Well, yeah.
And so maybe an abbreviation isn't a bad idea when it comes to that part of it.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Blank, blank, blank.
I have some really good quotes to share, but right now we are going to end the show.
Right now?
Yeah. Trinity Seeley's riding along with us. Yeah. She's just about as east as she wants to be.
I'm just about as east as I want to be. Riding up upon the lights of old Laramie, Cheyenne and Denver down this troubled road, just about as east as I want to go. But as long as I'm alive, a traveler I'll be, always running down the lyrics to a melody, trying to calm the racing of my pacing heart, not quite sure where to end it or where to start. If I could run like the pony. sisters and the fallen snow. Lyman and Fort Bridger's all I need to know, 'cause I'm just about as west as I wanna go. And I'm counting out these white lines passing one by one, thinking of my kids at home and the one I love. My arms are aching for someone to hold, so I'm just about as west as I want to go. If I could run like the ponies, I would fly away, and I could be back home by the end of the day. I'll turn this car around and I'll head her back. I can see those granite peaks and they're smiling back, welcoming me home into her wild west. In the great state of Wyoming I have come to rest, just to ride out in the morning, feel the sun smiling on me, hear the magpie calling, begging for retreat. Feel the wind blowing, soft or sweet or bitter cold. I have found my home in the old Wyoming. Yes, I have found my home in the old.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Wait.
We
got some
more
quotes.
Yeah, we have a few quotes.
You got a few.
I don't know who is attributed to this one, but great minds discuss ideas.
Okay.
Weak minds discuss people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. 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 And yes.
Guilty. Guilty.
You know, of course, Ralph Waldo Emerson is one of my favorites.
Right.
Right. We've all heard, let's go to Oscar Wilde first.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oscar first.
Let's go to Oscar first. You've heard the quote that says, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Margot's version of that is plagiarism is the most aggravating form of flattery.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
I got to go with Margot.
But what you don't know is the full quote.
Oh, let's hear it.
Here's the full quote.
Full quote.
By Oscar Wilde. All right.
Okay.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery that mediocrity can pay to greatness. You need to throw the last part of that in for it to make any sense.
Isn't that the truth?
That's just absolutely amazing.
Well, it takes plagiarism and
yeah,
whatever else,
yep,
out of there,
out of the picture.
It does not give you license to plagiarize.
Right. So let's go back to Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Okay, let's do that.
All right. See how the masses of men worry themselves into nameless graves, while here and there a great unselfish soul forgets himself into immortality.
Yes.
Okay.
The whole quote.
These people know how to write.
They did.
They knew how to talk. They knew how to punctuate.
And they could paint a picture with words.
Exactly right.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what? Stuff. I'm glad Jimmy said let's do punctuation.
Okay, well.
Even though we struggled.
Every time you say it, it makes me giggle. No,
I know it, yep. But folks will want to stay tuned for next week.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
We are going to explore some of our favorite instrumental songs next week. So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Yeah, punctuate that one with an exclamation point.